And welcome to your extended news at noon. Tracy Morgan, of course. And we're just going to do something light for a moment. Can we do that? And just smile a little bit. I know we're going to miss our fairs and our farm shows this year. And, of course, in our county as well. Those are not happening. But on the phone with me is a very famous individual, George Gary. He's a renowned educator. He's an author. He has a book, which I have in front of me, Fair Foods, the Most Popular and Offbeat Recipes from America's State and County Fairs. And he's an award-winning chef and a best-selling author, and we wanted to talk to him today just to get some ideas and kind of honor our fairs and farm shows. So, George, thank you very much for being on the phone with me.
Thank you for having me.
This is great because I wish I could cook just like they do at the farms and fairs, but I can't.
Well, it might be a good thing because now that we're hunkering down, you know, all the fried food might not be good to have that much.
That's true. That's true. But it's always good to have like that fried Snickers, but it never turns out in my house. So, you are famous for having some classes at night and you teach people how to cook and that's always good. Do you find, generally speaking, that there has been an increased interest in cooking since we have been home?
Oh, that first month was crazy. You couldn't find flour because everyone wanted to make sourdough starter. And you couldn't even mail order flour or yeast. And that was what the crazy part at the beginning. But I was on tour in Northern California in the wine country when all this went down. And I came home 2 days early, and my pantry was empty because I don't cook at home much. And so it took me about a month before my pantry got back up. But now cooking shows from the house for different news stations and things like that, because I'm normally on a CBS station down in San Diego.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I started doing things from the house, and I don't have to leave, which if I was into being a hermit, it would be great, but I'm not. That's what's crazy.
So while you're still home, like a lot of us, and we are thinking about our fairs and our farm shows, I wanted to get into your book a little bit, because what is the trick? Is there a science to this? Do you have to understand how food works? Because if I just grab gummy bears and deep fry them, I don't think they'd turn out like the Snickers.
That's true. Normally, you have to coat stuff, and you have to freeze it before you throw it in the fryer.
Oh, okay.
And, you know when the fair food came out? It came out in Texas, and I think it went all over the place. Fried butter.
Yes.
And in your mind, you're thinking of a stick of butter. You throw it in the and what's going to happen? It's just going to melt. So really, what that is, because you'd walk past the booth, it would say fried this, fried that, and the fried butter would get you, and you'd stop to eat it. But technically, it's an inside-outside donut, somebody told me. And I thought, well, that makes sense, because they take butter with flour and make a mixture and freeze that mixture in balls, and then they dip it into like a pancake-type batter, and then the batter fries, and the inside melts, and then when you bite into it, it's hollow. So it's that's what fried butter is. So, but the book doesn't have all just fried. We do have some healthy stuff,
right?
Like,
you do
the adult margarita. That's very healthy. You've got lime in it, right?
Yeah, right. We'll use that as an excuse, sure, George. But and do you see a lot of these foods? You do have healthy options. You do have drinks. You do have your appetizers. You have your desserts. The book has all of it. Do you see these at larger fairs and farm shows, or do you see these at smaller ones as well?
Pretty much everywhere has something. It used to be just ice cream and cotton candy. And about 1990 is when all of these things started changing, because the news media would take and do stories, national stories, on the crazy things people would do at the fair. And originally the fair was just the simple foods, but now they try to one-up themselves every year. And there's some regional stuff, too, going on. But even the little fairs will have maybe the booth with something fried, more like the corn dog or something of that nature. You get into the larger fairs, like the state fairs, you will get some crazy stuff like fried avocados. That's in California.
Yeah. That's
it,
you. That's
so
not
healthy
us.
Now, doesn't it? But then what I found over the years, because I was with the Los Angeles County Fair for 28 years doing their contests. I was in charge of those. And I was finding that a lot of the fairs would have a food. And a few years later, a high-end restaurant would start serving it,
like
fried green beans. And I thought, well, this is kind of strange, but that's what started happening.
And I'm glad you do in your book have healthy options, you know, different options, because I know around here, at least for my family, we would always go to our fairs just for a particular food, you know, and it would be dinner. It's not like it was a fried Snickers, but it would be dinner,
right.
You know, whether it's pulled pork or the chicken or the hamburgers or whatnot. And you have a lot of those recipes in your book as well.
I do. I made it very rounded. The first section, the drink section, was funny when my editor was going through it. She said, there's a lot of alcohol here. Is that what you guys do at fairs? I said, have you never been to a fair?
That's great.
It's a way to cool down.
Yeah, right. With a fresh squeezed lemonade and then absolutely. But yeah,
absolutely.
So, yeah, drinks and sweet and savory and fried everything. So what is... I hate to say your favorite, because it's like asking your favorite child, I'm sure, right? You have a lot of favorites. But what is one of those unique recipes that you love to either make or teach people to make that comes from a fair?
Well, my favorite thing in the book is, and it sounds kind of boring at first, but it's the corn dog.
Mm-hmm.
Because I created it when I worked for Disney. I was their pastry chef. And we had an area that they called it Fair Days out at Disneyland in California. And they wanted, when they do off-season things back then in the 80s and 90s, they need to promote it and get people to come out to Disneyland. Today they don't have to do that, but they did back then. So we had this area that they needed some food of some sort, and it was a little wagon. And I said, well, why don't we put corn dogs in that? So I created this recipe that worked that had been our cornbread recipe. And I watered it down and did some tests on it. And it worked out so well. And it was only going to be a two-month thing. Well, that was in 1991, and they're still serving them when the parks are open. And they're worldwide now. So
Wow. Even
Tokyo, you could get one of these corn dogs that I created back then. I wish I had 10 cents for each one.
I know, right? Yeah. Isn't your name on there?
Yeah. So that is probably one of the best. Because I still get people will Instagram a picture of them eating the corn dog and tag me. And I think it's funny because I get these corn dog pictures. And I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that. So that was one of my favorite things. And it's a really easy, simple recipe to do. You have normally everything at home, I would hope, if you cook a little bit. And kids love them. So.
Did you create all of these recipes or did you just gather some of them to be able to put in the book? How did you make your book?
Well, what I did is I was looking at these crazy foods, and I thought, you know, I had to create the recipes myself because a lot of the recipes would be mixes, let's say a corn dog mix, but I knew the exact recipe. So I had to go backwards with everything, and I did a show for Canada for the Food Network Canada section, and it was called Fried Foods, and it was a competition show against the people doing stuff at the fair, against one fried people than the other.
You were the professional, and they were the fair folks. Yeah.
And I was, mm-hmm. I was seeing the crazy foods, so I started dissecting what they were doing, and that's what started the book idea. It took about 10 years before somebody would go for the book idea, which I thought it would be like quick.
Right.
You know, some ideas that I have, it takes a while, and that one was a 10-year one. So.
Now, I joked at the beginning of our conversation that I don't cook nearly as well as I thought I did, and but can I make or can anybody make these recipes from the ingredients that we have at our house? Did you make it that simple that we can just go to the grocery store, get the items, and try them ourselves?
I think I do. You know, everything is at the grocery store. So we'll put it that way. I don't know if it's in your pantry, but everything you can find at the grocery store. To where I did not put something like that is big at some of the fairs, fried frog legs. Didn't put that in.
Okay, all right.
I didn't go that crazy. But funnel cake is in there and fried Coca-Cola, which that sounds like the butter thing. You know, you think, how are you going to fry Coca-Cola? But after you read the recipe, you figure it out. It's not that difficult. So, yeah, everything can be purchased at the grocery store to make. And just by reading the directions, and each recipe is only about one page. So it's very simple.
George, I know we're almost out of time. Just want to ask you what you think is the most unique food that is in your book.
Wow. Well, some of the back when, oh boy, there's not, well, see, everything seems normal to me now.
Right, right.
Back when it first came out, fried Snicker bars and fried Twinkies, that's kind of crazy. But then once you eat it, it's nothing like you think it's going to be. That Snicker bar, after it melts, is so nice and gooey. And I've tried to do like a Milky Way or something like that.
Right.
It doesn't taste as good.
Yeah, I looked at your chocolate encased bacon, and I've never had chocolate over bacon.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, that one was, there's a lot of bacon craze going on a few years back. And the chocolate, that you have to, they serve it, because the fairs, it's normally fair season when it's very hot. So those are frozen when they're served to you. And it's kind of weird eating bacon frozen with chocolate on it.
I know. Well, then you got your breakfast. You could eat bacon for dinner. And then you got your dessert. So it's all wrapped up in there.
You saw the tater tot one, right?
Yes.
Tater tot with a wrapped bacon. And I mean, this is like trashy food to the ultimate. When I saw those, I was like, are they crazy?
You're right.
It's breakfast in a bite. It's pretty good.
It is great. Folks, if you want to see it, it's in Fair Foods, the most popular and offbeat recipes from America's state and county fairs. Award-winning chef and best-selling author and renowned educator George Geary on the phone with me. George, thank you so much for your time today. I appreciate it. I know we're all missing our fair food and our fairs just to go to them, but at least we can honor it in this way. Thank you so much.
Thank you.